USDA's ag outlook forum was held last week, and they came out with their economics view of what the producers should plant for the 2025 calendar year. Also came out with what they expect the supply and demand estimates to be at for the year as well. For wheat, the average trade at, well, the ag analysts are expecting that acres are going to increase to 47 million. That's up 900,000 from the previous year. And we've already seen USDA increase the winter wheat acres by 725,000. So it's likely we could see durum acres increase. Very unlikely, though, that we're going to see spring wheat acres increase. And that could come with the, or could show up as this increase in the wheat acres. So we already know part of the increase. The other part is going to be, will producers increase spring wheat or will it be durum? With the higher crop insurance price for durum over spring wheat, it might lead to see more durum acres. Yield is expected to drop to 50.1 bushels. That's down from 51.2 last year. That puts supply at about 2.8 billion bushels, which is up about 40 million from the previous year. Demand is expected to stay unchanged, coming in at just over 2 billion bushels. But stocks are expected to increase to about 826 million bushels, which is roughly 32 million above the 24 calendar year. Not big numbers by any stretch of the imagination, but again, they're a little bit negative as it's a stocks increase for wheat. Now, that means that wheat likely will not see any big runaway as far as price is concerned, but it does mean that if we start to see a little bit of issues in planting or in this spring, we could see a little bit more of a pop happen in the wheat market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.